What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to this edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast. And this podcast, if you haven't listened to it before, is about delivering tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas to the U.S. military veteran community to help them to live their best lives. My name is Chris Albert. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I've been doing this podcast for 4 years and over 4 years now. Wow, it's like almost 4.5 years. And we have been fighting this fight, trying to help the veteran community to take its rightful place as a group of leaders in this country. And my firm belief is that it starts with us. It starts with our own personal empowerment. It starts with us taking the actions necessary to get right in our lives, right? To accelerate ourselves financially, to take care of ourselves emotionally, to strengthen our bodies. And if we get that stuff covered, then at the end of the day, what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to teach our children a better way. We're going to be able to take care of our families. We're going to be able to take care of our communities. You know, there's been a lot of questions this year. 2020's been a really crazy year. We've had this COVID-19 situation going on. We've had this situation with George Floyd and his tragic death and what's been going on in communities across the country. Mass amounts of rioting, mass amounts of protests, not just rioting. I mean, a lot of these protests were very, very justified for what happened there. But at the same time, there's a lot of people taking advantage of the situation. And what we're seeing increasingly is kind of an ideological tilt in what we've seen in the protest. And it's kind of tilting toward things that maybe a lot of people in this audience wouldn't agree with. A lot of very socialist and Marxist ideologies are being put out there. And there's a lot of people I speak to in this audience who feel like the rug's being pulled out from underneath them, and society's changing at such a rapid pace that they don't know what to do. And one of the things I just want to slam home with you guys is that, you know what, you can't control the news. You can't control what's going on in the media. And frankly, the more you listen to the media, the more you watch the media, the more you watch the news, the more you are going to be triggered with things like fear. And the more your attention is going to get off of what really matters. And what does really matter? What really matters in our society is that we are doing what we need to do. We're taking care of ourselves. We're excelling financially. We're taking care of our bodies, taking care of our nutrition, taking care of our families, right? That's a big one that I think a lot of people have forgotten about in this world today, you know, not having the family time, not teaching your children the way you should be. But there's one thing that I want to really highlight in this episode, and that is creating meaningful challenges for yourself. I think one of the things you see out there with society today is that there's a lot of angry people because there's a lot of people out there who've never really dealt with a meaningful challenge in their lives. They are simply dealing with, you know, a situation they've created in their own mind, a battle in their own mind. And they're worried about things that are creating more problems than people can actually fix because they've actually never faced anything difficult in their life. And I think that in order to live a good life in today's day and age, you've got to create something difficult for yourself. Now, how do you do that? Well, we've talked about that in a number of settings. You know, I've talked to a lot of people on this podcast. I've interviewed people like Akshay Nanavati, the author of Fearvana, also a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. You know, he talks about the concept of Fearvana, where he goes out and he finds a meaningful struggle. And he does that through endurance racing and pushing his body. You know, and he does like these 50-mile races and things like that. It doesn't have to go that far for you. You know, it could be as simple as getting to the gym every day to try to create a challenge for yourself. Starting martial arts. You know, one thing that I've done in my own life is I've been training jiu-jitsu, not lately because of the whole COVID-19 crisis, but as this whole thing lifts and this thing reopens, you know, you might want to consider getting yourself into some martial arts, into some combat sports. You know, creating challenges that will get you ahead financially, right? Things like trying to open up that business you've always wanted to open up. You know, thinking about ways you could do it that aren't going to completely interrupt your life. A lot of people think you need to quit your job to do so, and that's a mistake if you're thinking that. What you need to do is you need to test it out. And the internet brings a lot of opportunities to do so. I mean, you can drop ship, you can create t-shirts, you know, on things like Teespring, right? If you've got an idea, you can put it out there to the world. You can test it before you start financially committing yourself. You know, creating challenges for yourself that are going to help you to excel in your job. Think about what you could take responsibility for. Think about ways you could lead in the workplace. Think about ways that you could show your boss that, you know, you're up for taking a new challenge at work, right? These are all things you could do right here, right now. It doesn't take this giant quest. It doesn't take this earth-shattering movement or anything like that to do it. Just take some initiative and a bit of hard work. But the last and the most important thing is, again, your family, talking to your family, spending that quality time with your kids, you know, talking with your wife, spending the important time with her, right? You know, being there for them, not just, you know, providing, putting food on the table, but actually being a moral force in their lives, teaching them right from wrong, teaching them that they should be seeking out challenges too and setting the example for them. And again, what I'm talking about here, I'm talking from a very high level, right? I'm not going into a lot of detail. These are basic rules, because what we've been doing here over the past 4 years is showing you the tactics, showing you the tools, showing you the things, the specific things that you could do in your daily life. And the biggest thing is this: understand that it doesn't stop. The second you stop is the second that you're hanging it up for good. And you're getting ready to just let everything collapse. It doesn't stop. It's a constant effort. And that's the reason why we do this podcast here. That's the reason why we talk. It's to give each other moral support through this fight. Because life is a battle. And every year is a battle. And it adds up to this big war that, you know, there's never going to be a victory that says, hey, here's a medal, you won. But at the end of the day, it's about leaving that legacy for your kids, for your community, and for this country. And that's what we're all trying to get to. I hope this all makes sense, guys. I am heading out for my journey to Florida in about a week's time. I'll be on the road. I'm going to be recording along the way. But as always, feel free to reach out. My handle is at Warrior Solo Goge, AGOGE, on Instagram. You can always reach out to me at chris@warriorsologoji.com. Hope you guys are fighting your fight. I hope you're winning. I hope that you are having the impact that you want to have on this earth. And, you know, I'm here to help you in any way possible. With that, guys, we'll get back to you later on this week with some more awesome content. My name is Chris Albert. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.